Hey everybody, welcome to the Elemental Podcast, episode 102. It is Monday, June 26th. Thanks for listening, everybody. I got in two podcasts last week, the 100th one and the 101 episode, which I had to talk about that I Am Jane Doe. And if you did get to go watch it on Netflix, let me know how you feel about it. That it was a pretty heavy-duty documentary about trafficking young women through that backpage.com, and had me riled up. I couldn't wait a whole week, so I hope you listen to that as well as episode 102. And if you did listen to episode 100, you know I was giving out free t-shirts! T-shirt cannon! And I'd like to thank to the five people who responded and won free t-shirts. Travis Spots, Steve Shackelford, Anna Clifford, Mark Higgins, and Ryan Barclay. Congrats! Wear those t-shirts with pride. You're the greatest listeners of all time. So actually, you guys are five of my 10 listeners. So thanks to you five. And I did put your packages in the mail. I did that last Thursday. And I went in late. The post office was closed, but you can go into the entranceway, and they have one of those self-service checkout line things where you can do everything yourself. So I went and I did it, and I got postage, and I put it on the package, and I mailed it. And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to get these t-shirts by Saturday, Monday at the latest. And all the t-shirts packages came back to me on Saturday for insufficient funds. So, tell me, post office, how that fucking happened. I used your system. You place the package on it. You put in the zip code. You say this is what it is. You accept the weight. You mail it off. How the fuck does that happen? So now I got to go back to the post office today to add an extra like 50 cents or whatever it is to every fucking package. And I don't mind doing that. I mind more the fact I have to go back and doing it. And I used your goddamn machine and it fucked me over. That's why the post office is fucking dying. And the fact they're using a machine to take a person's place. But anyway, there you fucking go. Congrats to those five people. Continue to listen. I know I had a couple other people ask if they could get t-shirts, and maybe I'll do another giveaway in 100 episodes. what's been going on with you? This is what's been going on with me. I've actually been asked to do a couple gigs this past week, and that's always exciting when someone is reaching out to you to do some gigs. You're like, yeah, it's good. Something good is happening to me for once. Yes. And then I checked my schedule and I couldn't do any of them. Because that's how it works. And they were all venues I hadn't worked before. Well, just one I'd worked before, but the other two were ones I hadn't. And it's always disappointing when you get asked to work a venue and you can't fucking do it. They approached you and you're like, yeah, I want to do it. And they're like, oh, I can't do it. And one was a comic. And one was a comic who couldn't do the gig. He had the gig. He had to back out of the gig. And he was asking me if I could take a spot. I apparently was like a triple headliner bill at a club in August, asking me to take his spot, and that's always nice. And then I've been trying to get in that club for probably three years. This is an in, right? You have a fuck. You got your foot in the door. You're gonna do it, and then you can't fucking do it. Whatever, shit happens, right? You get asked to do so much shit for free. People don't want to pay you. They pay you in exposure, right? They put you on the flyer. They put your name out there for exposure because, you know, everybody is taking exposure as a form of currency. It's another Bitcoin exposure, right? So what I want to do now is I'll come to your venue and I'll eat all I want. I'll drink all I want. I'm not going to fucking pay. But I'll go to Yelp, Facebook, and I'll write a positive review, right? For that exposure. Get the fuck out of here with that exposure. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of exposure, I went to Burger King. I went to Burger King this past week because they're doing something crazy. They got new shakes. Every place wants to try something new, a new gimmick. Come into our venue. We got something weird and crazy going on. So I went because they got shakes with Lucky Charm bits and Fruit Loop bits in them. So I went. I'm a big fan of Fruit Loops. I can't lie. When I was a kid, my mom never got that sugary cereal stuff. I didn't eat it. I didn't really eat stuff like that till I was an adult, or if I went to another friend's house for like a sleepover or some stuff like that. And then you got it. I always had like Chex. You know, Chex, wheat Chex, rice Chex, corn Chex. I loved corn Chex. That was my shit. And Raisin Bran, probably that was the most grape nuts. Raisin Bran was probably the most sugary cereal I had as a kid. My brother loved Cheerios. That's all he fucking ate was Cheerios. Corn Flakes, you know what I'm talking about. So I went and I got a Fruit Loop shake. You know, shakes for the most part are Burger King. There's nothing good about it. There's no milk in a shake at Burger King. It's white goo that comes out. It's 200% sugar. I don't know what's in it. It's cold and it's white and it's gooey. And it's got Fruit Loop bits in it to add. You don't get enough sugars. Let's throw in some colorful sugar chunks to blow these people's brains. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. It only comes in one size too. Thank God. I don't know what I would have done if I had to think about what size I had to order. So they give me one. And then she goes, "You want whipped cream on that?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do. I'm trying to die from diabetes. Don't get in my way, lady. Help me out." So I get the shake. And it's goddamn good, everybody. If you haven't already, go to Burger King today. Tell them I sent you. That won't mean a damn thing to them, but tell them I sent you. And you want a Fruit Loop shake, get it. Get the Lucky Charms if you want. I don't think I've ever eaten Lucky Charms. I honestly can say it's all marshmallows. I like marshmallows. I guess I just don't want them in my cereal. I've never like Count Chocula and Frankenberry. I've never had those. Marshmallows in my cereal. I draw a line somewhere, and I guess that's where my line is. No marshmallows in the cereal. Sugar bombs and puffs and crunch and all. Yes. No fucking marshmallows. So go there and tell me what you think of it. Get back to me and go, "Stu, you are spot on with that Fruit Loop shake. That was the shiz nizzle." So go do that. I saw an article about a new tattoo fad. Phase, something weird. I'm not a tattoo guy. I don't have any tattoos. I've never felt anyone would be better by getting a tattoo. I've never felt the desire to get a tattoo. That's just me. Some people, they get one, they're celebrating their summer break in Cancun, and they get a tattoo of a fucking dolphin on their hip or whatever the hell. Have at it. Or tattoo your whole fucking arm, and you, it's like you're wearing a suit of armor and you're fucking Iron Man now in your fucking tattoo suit. Have at it, man. Whatever. We each have to live our own life, and if that's how you want to do it, God bless America, right? The new thing, though, is apparently people are getting tattoos on their armpits. And I'm not really sure why that is a thing. First, your armpit area is pretty sensitive. Why do you want to tattoo that up? I can only imagine that hurts. You might as well get your wing-wang or hoo-ha tattooed, too, if you're at it. And then if you're doing that, like, who the fuck sees it, right? Like, you never see it because it's your fucking armpit. I don't look at my armpit, I think, at all ever during the day, except when I'm maybe putting deodorant on it. And I'm putting deodorant on because my armpit stinks. It stinks, and you put shit on it to make it smell nice, right? So I don't ever look at it. And no one else, who else is looking at your armpit? Nobody's looking at your armpit, right? And then I'm like, if you got to shave your armpit, right? Now I imagine, and hopefully, and again, I'm being sexist here. I don't give a shit. If you're a woman, shave your armpit, please. I don't care. It's gross. So if you get a tattoo, are you just going to let the hair grow? I'm assuming not. You want people to see it, I guess. I don't know. Shave your armpit if you get that tattoo, right? And how does that happen? Like, again, I have never gotten a tattoo. So you go to the tattoo artist and you're like, I want my armpit shaved. And hopefully the tattoo artist is like, that's fucking stupid. And then you have to go, I'll pay you a lot of money. And that's when our tattooist is like, okay, I'll do it for a lot of money. And then do they shave it? Is it kind of like at a hospital where they have to surgically shave your hoo-ha and wing-wang? And they take care of it, or do you have to go in and shave it yourself? Is it kind of like when the cleaning lady comes to your house and you clean your house before the cleaning lady gets there? Do you shave your armpit before you go to the tattoo parlor so they don't have to shave it? It's all weird to me. And like, what are you going to get under your armpit anyway? A flower? You should probably just get a skunk or an onion or something that smells shit, because that's what your armpit smells like. It smells like shit. So there you go. I don't know. Get back. If you have an armpit tattoo, get back to me and tell me why you were stupid and did that. Okay? I saw an article about an Instagram model got killed by a whipped cream container. She's French, and I went and I saw some of her pictures. She's a very fit lady. She was in her early 30s, has... I don't think she had millions, but she had hundreds of thousands of followers, and she was making her living, which, again, it blows my fucking mind that you can just be hot and make a living from being hot. It angers me in a way, because I'll never be hot, and it's jealousy, and I'm angry, and I'm bitter. But when I saw that she was killed by a whipped cream container, all in my brain was thinking she got high on whippets, right? And she did too many whippets and her brain fucking did something stupid and she died. That's how I thought of it. But apparently the whipped cream container exploded and hit her in the chest, and I guess she had coronary arrest and she died. And what a fucking way to go. You're like a fitness expert and you have a whipped cream container kill you. That is insane and stupid, and I would hide that from everybody. I would come back and I would haunt my family members and everyone else who got this out that I died from a whipped cream container hitting me in the chest. And I'm stupid. I don't even know what would propel a whipped cream container to such a high velocity that it will hit you in the chest and that you will die from it, right? Like, I don't know how they do things in France, but I can't imagine getting a whipped cream container thing and having it malfunction and the thing it propels itself into my chest and I die. I've done enough. I can't lie. I've never done any whippets, but I've shoved enough whipped cream in my mouth, directly into my mouth, because I'm a fucking savage beast who can't be trusted with fun things like that. And I've never felt like I could die from this, so I don't know. It's stupid. Go look at the article. She was pretty hot. She's dead. Whatever. And last thing, because I try to keep this at 15 minutes, and it's almost 15 minutes now. I got to see Clownvis, everybody. And if you don't know Clownvis is this guy who dresses up in clown makeup, but he looks like Elvis. He's got the pompadour, the big sunglasses. He's got the jumpsuit, and he wears the big, almost buckled belt, looks like almost like a wrestling belt, championship wrestling belt. And he sings songs, not Elvis songs specifically, but he sings in the style of Elvis. And it's funny. Clearly, it has to be funny. And it was amazing. I saw him at the Tip Top Lounge here in Grand Rapids, and it kind of blew my mind that he was there, and it was great. And I got to tell you some things about this though beforehand. There were three bands performing in front of him. It was the 6th anniversary of Tip Top. Good for Tip Top. I'm glad they're around. They do an open mic on Tuesdays there too. It's a nice little venue. They had three bands in front of him. Doors open at 7. Show was at 8. I got there with my friend at like 7:15. We grabbed a booth to sit down and watch the show. The show didn't start till like 8:30, so 30 minutes late. A little miffed about that. 10:30 rolls around. The third band still isn't on. Clownvis isn't on. I'm like, I'm going to be here until fucking 2 in the morning to see Clownvis. And in my brain, I'm old man now. Someone commented on one of my Facebook posts that I'm turning into a curmudgeon. Yeah, I'm turning into a fucking... It happens. Old age comes and get you whether you want it or not. I didn't want to be this way. It's just kind of happening. And I can't lie. I'm mad by it. The first band was just kind of a Beach Boys ripoff. It was all surf music. It was fine. It's not my thing. Second band was this band out of Chicago. They were at first I thought they were great, and then I'm like, oh no, I'm not a fan of this. I don't like it either. And when they get done, like I said, it's like 10:30. I'm like, motherfuck, I can't handle this anymore. But then through the grace of God, I don't know what happened. Clownvis went on third. And I don't know if he made that executive decision or if it was planned that way, but the third band was closing the show out, and I was like, yes, yes, thank you, God. And it was great. Clownvis was great. He comes on. It's just him. I thought maybe he'd have a band. He doesn't. He has a guy, BJ the DJ is what I'll call him, because that's what he did. He did the music cues. And they banter back and forth, and Clownvis does a lot of interaction with the crowd too, and it was great. And I bought a T-shirt and I bought a pin from him, and I took a picture with him. If you follow me on Facebook, it's on my Facebook page. Super nice dude too. Talked to you afterwards. He's a good dude, and I would encourage you to go see Clownvis if he ever comes your way. I think you'll like it. It's funny stuff. And he did it well. And while I was thinking about it, I wonder if he would ever go on tour, if there would ever be another thing. I think he should go on tour with Clownatra, right? Clownatra, a mixture of clown and Frank Sinatra. Clownatra, I'm working on it. Don't steal it. I'm trademarking that shit, motherfuckers. I am Clownatra. That is my new shtick. Probably not. I'll never do it. Okay, everybody, I'm looking to do a podcast this Thursday with Ben, producer Ben from the Eric Zane Show here in Grand Rapids. I've got to know Ben. People have said I should have him on. He's agreed to come on. I'm looking to find when to meet him so we can do it and talk about movies, and I'll talk with him about himself. He'll never hear this, so it won't be a surprise. It'll be a surprise to him because he won't hear this. But so listen to that. Maybe I'll post another one before next Monday with producer Ben. We're going to talk about movies. He's a movie guy. I'm kind of a movie guy. So, but everybody, thank you very much for listening to this. You guys are the greatest of all time. Congrats again to the winners. Please continue to listen because maybe I'll do more weird stuff like that in the future. You can listen on SoundCloud and iTunes, but I really encourage you to listen to CastBox, right? Is that what it is? I'm probably saying it wrong, but that's what I want you to listen to because it is a conglomeration of podcasts where you can listen for free, but if you listen to it there in CastBox, maybe they'll throw me some change too. So are they a sponsor of me? Kind of, I guess. They asked me to promote them, but I'm not getting any money from them yet. So if you listen to the Elemental Podcast on CastBox, maybe I'll get a chunk of change too. And please, if you haven't, go like my fan page on Facebook, Elemental Podcast on Facebook. And let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about. Talk about stories. If you want me to talk to you. And maybe one day I'll actually get my shit together and make this more of a real thing again and have a producer like I did with Garrett where we can play some music up front. I'm pretty basic. I don't make any money from this. I lose money from this, but I enjoy doing it. But I try to keep it basic. But anyway, all right, I'm rambling now. You guys are the best. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Elemental Podcast. go on Facebook, go on CastBox. You're the best. Thanks. Okay, bye.